السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. الحمد لله، الحمد لله، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين وعلى آله وصحبه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. لقد كان لكم في رسول الله أسوة حسنة، صدق الله العلي العظيم. Before I continue our subject matter, and that is, we were discussing the characteristics of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, I do want to remind us, a very important reminder, and to myself before anyone, tonight is a really great night. Tonight is a very auspicious night. It is the month of Ramadan, and it is the Friday night. As we know, according to the Islamic calendar, the night precedes the day. So today is Friday night. Today is Friday night. And we know, especially since we are talking about our Habib sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and we know the many, many favors Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam has done upon us and will do for us on the day of Qiyamah, that the least we can do is send salawat on the Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Now, my advice to everyone is set a number, set a target. There's so many apps, there's so many ways of keeping a track. Start with 1,000. If that's too little, then go up to 2,000 and so on and so forth. So the idea here is you should at least try with 1,000. And subhanAllah, the night is long enough and the day is long enough that I won't say anything less than 1,000. That's the bare minimum. We can do that inshallah. We have all night and we have all day. Just set it. And I know one way I was thinking, you know, what's an easy way of doing this? As I'm sitting here right now speaking, as you're listening about Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, silently, say sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In your heart, under your tongue, you don't need to say it out loud, say it silently, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We are talking about Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam anyways, so it works. Second way I was thinking is that in Taraweeh Salah, you know, after 2 rak'ahs, after 4 rak'ahs is a pause. You know, maybe some of us are accustomed to taking our phones out. Maybe some of us are accustomed to talking to the person next to us. We're sitting here saying, oh, well, I'm not going to start the next rak'ah right when the imam starts. Fine, so be it. Instead of talking, instead of taking out your phone, say sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. You know those comments a second ago? They're just letting you know, I know what you're doing. I'm just not saying anything. So, just do your best. But you can find opportunities to do that. So between the rak'ahs, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. No need to say it out loud. Silently, as you're getting up, as you're walking, as you're going, just sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And do as much as you can and send as much salawat as you can. As we know, our Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, if you want to be close to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam on the Day of Judgment. And is there anyone that can sit here and says, I don't really care for that. Not a single one of us can say that, right? We all want to be close to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam on the Day of Judgment. And he gave us an easy prescription. He said, whoever recites the most salawat on me, whoever recites the most salawat on me, then that person will be close to me on the Day of Qiyamah. So, do as much as, like I said, when I start with 1,000, it really isn't a lot. You think about it. If I can read, if Allah gives me the tawfiq, I can read 1,000,000 salawat. I can send 1,000,000 salawat. And there's so many blessings in sending salawat. I could go on all night talking about them, but I'm sure many of us have heard them. So inshallah, the most beautiful of the rewards, the fadila, the virtue of it, is that when we send salawat on Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, this salam, there is an angel designated to take this salam and present it to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with our names. How beautiful. We desire to go to Madinatul Munawwara. And when we're there, we all, you know, make a point to say salam on Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. How easy is it that when we say sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, an angel is designated to take the salam,
presented to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And for example, the way I said it, the angel will say, Faydan bin Abdul Wahid. How beautiful. Even your father's included. Faydan bin Abdul Wahid sent you his salam. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam returns that salam. If that was enough, then, you know, we would be happy. But Allah, out of His infinite mercy, gives us so much more. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq to practice on that. Now, we were discussing a lengthy hadith, and we were talking about the attributes of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, specifically related to his speech with others, his dealing with others, his speech with others. So, the few that we had mentioned, mutawasilul ahzan, دائم الفكرة ليست له راحة. We mentioned this. He was all in perpetual thought and worry, always worrying. This worldly life was so short, he didn't care about it. But he was always in worry of akhirah and for our betterment. He used to remain silent for a long time. He only used to speak when it was necessary. His speech used to commence with Bismillah and it used to end with Bismillah. And the one last one I mentioned yesterday, وَيَتَكَلَّمُ بِجَوَامِعِ الْكَلِمِ. He used to have concise speech, but it used to have a very vast meaning. As I said today, people talk so much, but they give you very little information. I really want, pay attention, listen to a lecture, and see how much is just, as we say in our language for the youngsters, there's so much FUD. You know, they're just saying a bunch of random things. It's not really, there's no material to it. There's no substance to it. Pay attention and you'll see. The characteristic of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was that he used to speak very concisely, but he used to have a profound meaning in his speech. Another way Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to speak in connection with, again, type of teaching, is that when he used to speak, he used to break his speech up. Not just talking, just saying things. He broke it apart slowly, allowing us to digest. So that's why when we read Quran, we go really slow. We want everyone to digest everything, you know? So next time you come and say, Maulana, Hafiz, you read too slow. I gotta read slow so we digest everything. Or else, I would be reading so fast you wouldn't know when I started and when I ended. I'd just be saying Allahu Akbar, you'd be following along. So Rasulullah's speech was such that he used to speak and he used to break his speech up and, you know, speak slowly and break things apart. His speech was neither too long nor was it ever too short. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was such, لَيْسَ بِالْجَافِي وَلَا مُهِينَ. Now, on one end, it's very known. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did not have a stern manner in speaking. It wasn't stern. Now, saying things in a stern manner at times is narrated from the Prophet. But we're talking about his default nature. It wasn't by default a very stern nature. However, the opposite side of that is, he was neither muheen, meaning, sometimes there are certain people who are very stern. They're kind of hard to talk to. Sometimes there are people that are so soft that you just walk over them. The Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was neither. Don't get it confused. Oftentimes we think that it's just being soft, take a beating. No, that's not our Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Everything in moderation. To the point that the Sahaba radiallahu anhu ajma'in, they wouldn't speak in front of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Because when you would see Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam for the first time, you would be in awe of him. You would be starstruck, as they say. You wouldn't have the himmah, energy, the ability to speak in front of him. You would stay silent. But it is also said, once they got to know him, they spent some time with him, he became the most beloved to them. Then he became like their best friend. So you have to get outside that first awe, that first layer of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So he wasn't a person to be pushed around, but he also wasn't a person who used to push around. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's habit was يُعَذِّمُ النِّعْمَةِ, meaning there was never a ni'mah of Allah that he considered insignificant. Because the reality is, when you become ungrateful for the things that you get all the time, then you are not a truly grateful person. So the habit of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was, he was grateful for everything he got. To the point, the Sahaba say, that whenever, he would never criticize a food. He would never talk bad about a food. He would never even praise a food. You know, when we talk about what to cater, I get so many opinions. Tomorrow, mashallah, I hope every one of you comes tomorrow for iftar. It's on behalf of me and my brother Waqas. So we appreciate if you guys come for iftar. Now, whenever we cater for iftar, I like to make this a little bit more practical because I want us to understand. Whenever I think about what to do iftar, I get 1,000 views. One brother says desi food only. And the other brother says, no, people need salan. They need curry because it's too dry. I said, subhanAllah, you go to a invitation at a hall, you don't go to the guy who hosted it and said, you know, you didn't bring salan, you didn't put curry in food today, we want this today. We eat what we get. But subhanAllah, mashallah, you get so many opinions about what we want. But this wasn't the character of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. He didn't say anything about food, good or bad, he stayed silent. And if he didn't like something, he just avoided it. So instead of criticizing what the food is, maybe I didn't like this, or why'd they get that, this isn't good, this didn't taste well, it's better to keep silent and practice the sunnah of our Habib sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Another thing is, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam would never get angry for worldly things. He would never get angry over worldly things or whatever was happening, he would never get angry over it. Now, but then, here is a moment. See, you know, people like to, by default, say, don't get angry. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam never got angry. La taghdab, quoting hadith. La taghdab, la taghdab. Listen, on top of that, in this same hadith, it says the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam never got angry for dunyawi reasons, for worldly affairs, worldly matters. However, if the truth was trampled, if you stepped on haq, if you spoke batil, you had to get out of his way. Nothing would stop Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam from establishing the truth. So that is Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. It's not that he never got angry. He used to get angry as well, but only for haq. Not for dunya, not for personal reasons. And if somebody did something wrong to him, he wouldn't get angry with them. And he would never avenge, he would never take revenge, he would never say, well, this person did this, I'm going to do that. That was not the character of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, when he used to point, he didn't point with just one finger, he pointed with his entire hand. So, again, a sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam we can follow. He used to point with his entire hand. Not with one finger, but with his entire hand. Basically pointing in the direction of whatever he was pointing at. It is said that when the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam used to hear something, إِذَا تَعَجَّبَ قَلَّبَهَا, he used to turn his hand. Wow, amazing. You know, we do it too, we naturally do it. But imagine if you do it and you consider it the sunnah of your Habib sallallahu alayhi wasallam. You hear something amazing, you turn your hands. That's qallabaha. He used to turn his hands. You know, just, I found it amazing. Wow, wow. And it is also said that when the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam used to be discussing something and explaining something, he used to take his left thumb and he used to put it in his right palm, like this. And he would stroke it. Just, it would be just a natural habit of his when he would be talking, you know? Probably unnatural, probably without even realizing, but I'm not saying this is a, like you get some, it's going to fix your arthritis or something, okay, that's not what I'm saying. You know, I've seen that, somebody sent me a video, put your hands here, rub it here, it's going to fix your arthritis. Wallahu alam, I don't know anything. I'm simply saying Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to do this. His left thumb and in his right palm. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's habit was, we'll say the last two things, inshallah we'll commence our Taraweeh Salah with this, that when he used to get upset with someone, so yes, he did get upset. إِذَا غَدِبَ. I like to say this. Maybe it's because people think that, you know, the Prophet ﷺ was always, you know, good mood, happy. Yeah, he was always smiling, but he was a human at the end of the day. And people would do things that were upsetting and frustrating. That doesn't mean he did not get angry. Remember one rule. Getting angry and not getting angry is not in our control. Allah didn't give us power over that. What upsets you, doesn't upset you, you don't have any control over that. However, what you do have control over is how you react. How you react. So understand this, that getting angry is not the problem. Because if a person's mother is being cursed, if Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam is being cursed, and you have such a mellow personality, you never get angry. Then in that situation, that's bad. Somebody cursed your mother and you didn't get angry about it, that's bad. So getting angry is not in our control. However, reacting to that anger is in our control. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, when he would get angry, he would turn away and he would walk away. You know, turn away, he would walk away. He wouldn't deal with the person in that moment. And when Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam would see something that would please him, he would lower his eyes. He would lower his eyes. غَدَّ طَرَفَ. He would lower his eyes when he would see something that he liked. And the last thing is that the characteristic of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is that when he heard something amusing, something good, he didn't laugh like a donkey would laugh. And so loud, he just smiled. Most of the laugh of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was just a smile. That was his way of laughing. Maybe a little bit, his teeth would show. And when his teeth would show, the Sahaba radiallahu anhu ajma'in, when they describe his teeth, they say they were white like pearls. That's how beautiful the teeth of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam was. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq to practice on some of that has been said. Ameen. Jazakallah khair. Wa akhir da'wana.